5 years ago today, I was elected my first office.
Young man seemed young to me when he must have been 40.
substitute for war. War is a terrible thing. War calls for sacrifice, however. It calls for great efforts. And what we have to have is peace. It calls for the same sacrifice, the same effort, to build us and destroy. That's what I hope all of you will remember the rest of your lives. That you're going to be the builders. The builders of a good peace, a peace for America, a peace for the world. Compassionate to other countries and to other people. People less fortunate than yourselves. People will always ask me, what's the difference between young people? Well, of course, my daughter, Julie, is always talking to them. She's crying. And teach me a lot, too. But I don't think they teach them very much. But nevertheless, whatever the case might be, the difference is age. Well, you can work longer. You have more vitality. You have more stamina. Second, young people have a great idealism. You believe everything can be done. And third, usually I say, young people not only believe everything can be done, but you don't take a negative attitude about the problems of the world, the problems of the country. That doesn't mean you take a non-critical attitude, or one that is. It does mean that what you do is to say, well, here are the problems, but let's do something about it. I would just say finally, I am not suggesting for one moment that I would hope any one of you would ever be satisfied with the way things are. I hope you argue with your parents, with the older people about who are out there and say, well, we like the way things are done and we don't want it to change. If you think there should be things, argue with them. You also want to remember this. The greatness of this country is that we have a system that provides a method whereby you can change what you don't like peacefully. You don't have to engage in violence. You don't have to take to the streets in violence. What you can do is through the political process, you can change this country, change it for the better if you want to change. That's why I hope you all get into politics one way or another. You can't all be president of the country. You can't all be running for Congress and being in the Congress. You can't all be in government. I wouldn't want all of you to be, because 5/6 of America's great productivity and wealth is created not by government, but by what people do in their volunteer and private capacity. But all of you can't think of this country, of this world, of America. And I can only say that, speaking of the older generation and other side of this, it always, frankly, turns me off to read some of the articles on the other side and say, what a terrible young generation we've got today. They're all dope. They're all negative. They don't want to build, and so forth. That's all nonsense. Every generation has some good and some bad. This generation is the best educated generation we've ever had. It's as idealistic a generation as we've ever had. Generation has great hopes for the future. It's a generation that is ideally suited to build a peace. A good peace. A peace that is constructive and that generations to come will look back and say, how great you were. And I think it's great today.
Thank you.
I got this evening. You're from Washington.
I'm from Baltimore.
You're from Baltimore. Should have mentioned that. Campfire girls.
Yes.
How are you doing?
Right.
Just use that as a student body officers and so forth and so on?
Yes, this is all the state organization.
And all high school, secondary school?
All secondary schools, yes.
Great. When I'd like to find a room.
President, maybe you shake your hand, we will please.
Sure.
Our seat is the white.
Right.
On this view now.
We'll give each of you one of those tips.
Well, I'm right by next to Governor's office.
Great.
Our office.
Our marvelous organization.
Whatever. And you'll see.
U.S. Association. You tell Bull about it. Bull, see Bull right here.
And
see what Bill's got to come.
Right.
No. We have a standards, but that you see, everybody's got a list. And then if you might miss them on there, and also see the boy gets on the White House list, so that you'll see if he gets a good crash or a good man.
Bye.
I don't know whether it worked, but you know it's that long, but we've been.
Thank you, sir.
But in the margin, you go for the best.
Thank you.